The first methodology that the Quran uses is to talk to the emotional side of the human being.
يا أيها الذين آمنوا أو يوه بليه استعينوا بالصبر والصلاة.
And we have set forth for mankind in this Quran full of examples.
Minbar, a lecture on Islamic issues.
Islam is a way of life, a complete way. It's a complete way.
The audience of IRB English Radio, Assalamu alaikum. Now it's time to listen to a short speech by Sheikh Ja'far Ja'far.
I begin in the name of Allah, the most kind, the most merciful. It's due to that kindness and mercy that we have these opportunities where we gather to learn more about Him and reflect about Him, tabaraka wa ta'ala. Alhamdulillah, we are discussing the lengthy tradition, lengthy in explanation. It's not really lengthy in words as such, but it's the advice that the Prophet gave to our first Imam, alayhim as-salam. The next advice that the Prophet gives, and this is a really cool advice too. He says, وَعَلَيْكَ بِرَفْعِ يَدَيْكَ فِي صَلَاتِكَ وَتَقْلِيبِهِمَا. Raise your hands when saying the takbir of your salah. In another tradition, our eighth Imam alayhi salam says, and I'll just read the English. When he was asked, لِأَنَّ رَفْعَ الْيَدَيْنِ, he was asked why we raise our hands. He says, the reason for raising the hands at every takbir is that it carries... Now this is a slightly, just pay attention, it's a bit philosophical. He says, it carries a kind of absorption, like where you show that you are absorbed into God, that you are connected to God, is that you're not detached from that prayer. So the raising of the hand shows this absorption, it shows takhlis, sincere dedication, and it shows humility. Yeah. Hence Allah the Exalted likes His servants to be totally attentive towards Him and at the time of remembering Him and to be humble and sincere. And it is for this reason that one's attention be focused by the raising of the hands, thereby becoming alert in one's intent with a receptive heart. Yeah. It's a bit deep here, but let me just repeat the last line. He says, it is for this reason that one's attention is focused in the raising of the hands, because it is through that that one displays their alertness and that they have a receptive heart. There are two things here, okay, that are the benefit of raising our hands in the takbir. The first one is that it adds beauty to our salah, right? I think how we do it matters. And it does add beauty. And the second one is that it displays attentiveness and alertness. This is really a beautiful point, okay? So, I read this hadith when? Maybe 3 months ago. We taught it in the class 3 months ago, 4 months ago. And so since then I've been trying this. And this point is really effective in trying it. And so I wouldn't tell you to do it unless I have done it, right? That oftentimes in our prayers, we get lazy, we get complacent, we just want to finish it, right? And what happens is that our alertness goes away, yeah, our sharpness goes away. But if we, and I think a lot of that has to do with habit, we've been doing this for so long that we can do it literally without having any concentration whatsoever in our prayer and still do the whole thing externally correctly, yeah? We have that skill, it's a remarkable skill, I think, yeah? And so if we want to add focus in our salah, one of the ways we add focus in our salah is by focusing, raising our hands for takbir. Try that. Until raising the hands becomes a part of your nature, then you will need a secondary tool to once again regain focus. Okay? But until then, if raising the hands has not been part of your natural reciting of the salah, you will find that if you just focus on raising your hands, it will increase your concentration in salah by at least 60%. No kidding. Yeah, try it. It's worth it. It's worth the effort of raising your hands. Because sometimes it's too much effort to raise our hands. Right? This is sadly how we've approached it. But furthermore, thoughts will always come into our minds. Right? And what this does is that when we raise our hands, we are literally pushing thoughts away. It's effective. Yeah, I can't tell you how effective it is. Please, this is really a simple thing that if you do it, considering it being the sunnah of the Prophet and a way of re-establishing our connection, you will find a tremendous benefit in that. The second thing here is that the scholars mention about the 7 takbirat, right? What is known as a takbirat al-iftitahiyah. As you know, that one of the mustahab acts to do is to recite 6 takbirat before the 7th takbiratul ihram. So you will say Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. You will do your niyyah, then you will do 6 Allahu Akbars, and then the 7th Allahu Akbar would be your takbiratul ihram, and you start the salah. Now this is highly mustahab. There is a hadith that is narrated that says anna an-nabi sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin wa ali Muhammad lamma usriya bihi ila sama, when he was taken to the heavens for mi'raj, qata'a sab'a hujubin, that he traversed 7 veils. Yeah, 7 veils that ultimately got him to that closeness that no one has ever gotten, right? Dana fatadalla fakana qaba qawsainin awadna. And he says that every time he passed through a hijab, fakabbara inda kulli hijabin takbiratan, he would say Allahu Akbar and he would go through a veil. And he would say Allahu Akbar and he would go through a veil. Yeah? So we have that opportunity, right? If you want concentration in your salah, and we all should, one of the ways to do that is to do these 7 takbirs with the intention that I'm lifting veils on each one, and then every other time you do takbir, raise your hands as well, and what you will notice is a heightened attention in your salah. So again, a very practical, simple thing we can do of just simply raising our hands. So this is the advice that the Prophet gave. Number one, don't ever lie. This should be hard for us. We shouldn't have to lie. Don't sin. Fear Allah as though you can see Him. Remember, try to have this, you can see Allah. Weep to Allah. Pray the nafilah of Isha. 2 rakat. Simple. Man, that shouldn't even be a problem. Yeah? Fast the 3 days of the month. We said this might be a problem. But if you can, there are 3 days we talked about yesterday when we should be fasting. Give continuously in charity. Right? It doesn't have to be big amounts. But be habitual in giving charity. Recite Salat al-Layl. Even once a month, we said, recite Salat al-Layl. Take the Dhuhrain prayers more seriously. Yeah? Our Dhuhr and Asr prayers, take them more seriously. Don't do it just to finish it. Don't do it just to get back to work. Don't do it just between meetings. But say that even if it's between meetings, make this your time with God and take it seriously. Raise your hands when doing takbir, and read the Quran more frequently. And the last two we'll talk about, brushing our teeth before wudu. Subhanallah, like these are things that we're doing, yeah? But now all we have to do is, make this with the intention that this is following the sunnah of the Prophet. I'm not following the sunnah of my dentist, I'm following the sunnah of my Prophet. Yeah, and if we make that intention, what will happen is we will get these immense thawab for doing an act that we're already doing on an everyday basis. Okay, and the last is to strive for better akhlaq. These two we'll talk about. Go through this list when you get a chance. It will be online. You can capture a screenshot that way. But also, I think a good exercise would be to try to see how many of these do we already do. Right? If I say I'm 3 out of 12, not bad. Maybe I'm 4 out of 12. Right? I can work on the lying, I can work on the sinning, I can work on that. But eventually the goal should be to try to have all 12 of these. Because I want you to remember, the Prophet said to Imam Ali, I want you to preserve this sunnah of mine, Ali. Yeah? And today we are the Shia of Ali. And it's our job to preserve the sunnah of the Prophet. And so the more we do it, the closer we are to Imam Ali, the closer we are to the Prophet, and inshallah, our actions will be accepted by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.
You're listening to Voice of the Islamic Republic of Iran. This program entitled Minbar, Our email address is englishradio@irib.ir.
روحي كريم عظيم عليم حليم حكيم متين غفور شكور ودود قيوم رؤوف صبور مجيد اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد يا مؤمنين صل عليه.